We now have a recording of Eric Mottram reading his poetry. The recording was made at October Sound in London on the 2nd of November 1982.
In one of the poems in Robert Duncan's book called Roots and Branches, entitled Returning to the Rhetoric of an Early Mood, he talks about a gardener turning the dark earth and his words as some kind of refertilization act. I'm quoting again, over the adoring ground, a continual elegy, as if man's falling away were only a falling of leaves to the rich loam. And I'd also like to quote a poet who, if I can say this, I feel very close to, much as I do to Duncan. That is a poet who died recently, Muriel Rukeyser. The course of her poem called Cats and a Cop, which concerns the poet's confrontation with the political action, she cites Rosa Luxemburg's words, still elegiac, between two battles when one is happy to be alive. Having said that, let me read the poem, The Elegy to Muriel Rukeyser. This book is by no means a collection of poems for people who are dead. Quite simply, a lot of them are still alive. But there are poems to people that I've respected and very much admired and loved. Elegy 40, 20th century, for Muriel Rukeyser. Feather your oars. The moon still draws and folds waters, shores in the blood, desire to the last flash, or dispersed firm as the graveline's channel. The Chenal de Gravelines, Grand Fort Philippe. To cleanse his eyes of the days spent in the studio and to translate as exactly as possible the luminosity of the open air with all its nuance. Itself creates light. As the hooded boat nears a cypress-loaded coast, toss your oars. The parting prow glides in calm tide silence, the incompletely erased. Who, last hearing the masters, who cannot enslave, writes in their mysteries invitation and gift, to lose old structure, permeated without choice. After pulling strains, to feather your arms, hear wind through your pores, ears take the music, the boat has taken you forward, when your eyes raise new perceived limbs, upturned wingtip feathers, song thrush sipping at a pool under a pump. The kite soars for prey. He placed a forward elevator, a ship's needs left to sailors. The kite lifts from dunes in Kitty Hawk winds. Atlantic birds automatic in their turns. Second-hand artistes, the chorus line. Verdi witches never off the boards. To penetrate headwaters until branches and lianas meet overhead. Ruined country, one slavered mouth, where drain river disperses firmer shit, to whittle your own propeller as needed, not the devouring lip-throat impulse fulfilled right on all the drifting now. The structure of rhyme raised from the 20th century onset, flight, jazz, film. An instant of wild flight had delivered him, new and soaring, whose name he bore, imperishable, radiant from incertitude released, the poise and balance of the period, lucid, supple, bird after bird. Dark, impulsive, they flash in their circles, then all wheel south, cries clear as prow set forth, unlasting home. who is God of departures, beyond Janus, the threshold, beyond international syndicates, the system. A fierce psychiatry and parties in flight cabins, man, the imitated illusion. But who can engineer strong from their premise to be pickets flying demonic against the Hydra and her pandas, white and black, mated forever in sterile zoos under surveillance, the people's emptied memory. Words assemble shared memory. Which poems can you read? Which books have recognized colors? Which texts are mirrors? Which frame your mask? In which you speak as if value among suicide instruments in their vials and velvet cases, these assume memory. No other one has yours speechless. Think about unknown masses in trained savagery, the depth conferred by news and treachery. Anger consumes education. Sand without trace eats nerve, repeats greeted as dawns, or comfortable rage in swearing the manly consumption. Witchy signs left on walls by those gone under and emerge unheard to know which talisman is mirror's mask and the instruments. The word kills as the grandstands yell and hymn. Our senseless game search confers missionary rights to be random, peripatetic hermit. Unrecognized is understood. The forest plunge, the informed body skills this leap to avoid Etna. Yet Empedocles, who leaps into orders, into dreams taken to be orders, forms as command heroic instruments. Forward is to compose gifts which surprise you. Gifting hand, gifted out from the treasury. But who can recognize craft raised without ghost, whose words cannot echo creed? Which path, which center, which boundary? Erosions, yes, it is natural, but we bind time and instruments against bestial memory, against the borderline people, the nation, half experienced without instruments, with how they have become and are maintained, a haze behind their runs and drives, as Asclepios speaks and touches with the instruments the reality of the being that enfolds him, speaks in his tones.